أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In our past discussions, we talked about the importance of justice. We quoted many Quranic verses to show that it is very much important to act in accordance with the principle of justice. We are not allowed to ignore this principle. And anyone who ignores this principle or does not act in accordance with the implications of this principle, he must await the punishment God will give to him. This session again will be devoted to explaining further the importance of the principle of justice, again from the Quranic point of view. There is a very important verse in the Holy Quran that deals with many issues, among which is the principle of justice. Of course, other verses are also there, but we will skip them. We will suffice to this one verse. Since it is a very important verse containing many important points, I could not leave it, and we must touch it to a rather greater extent. Allah the Almighty in His Quran says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah says, we have sent our apostles with clear arguments, with clear proofs. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, and we have sent down with them the book. In the balance, وَالْمِيزَان, in the balance, what for God has sent the apostles and the book, as well as the balance. Three items are there. The apostle is there, the book is there, and the balance is there. God has sent these three items, but what for? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ, so that men may conduct themselves with equity. Men will reach a stage where they think it obligatory to act in accordance with justice. And then Allah the Almighty says, وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ, and we have also sent down iron, فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ, in which is great might. بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ, great might. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, and advantages for people. Of course, iron is useful. You can use it in a variety of ways. You can use it to defend yourself against your enemies. You can use it to produce better crops, and you can make use of it in numberless ways. وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. And then Allah the Almighty says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And so that Allah knows who helped him and his prophets. Of course, here there are traditions that tell us that what Allah the Almighty means by saying helping him is that we should help his religion, because Allah does not need any help. Allah is omnipotent. He is all power and all knowledge. He can do whatever he pleases. So we must help his religion. We must help his apostles. By helping his religion, by his helping his apostles, we will be able to help Allah the Almighty. Otherwise, Allah the Almighty is beyond our reach. He is omnipotent. And then Allah says, "Inna Allah qawiyun aziz." Verily, Allah is mighty and strong. This verse is in chapter Hadith, verse number 25. This verse contains, as I mentioned before, many important points. In order to comprehend this verse in a better manner, I would like to explain the points this verse contains. First of all, the verse says that the apostles are sent by God with clear arguments, with clear proofs. Clear arguments may include every kind or any kind of argument, from miracle to rational proofs. Of course, if you study the history of prophets, and if you study the stories that are mentioned in the Holy Quran or elsewhere about the holy prophets, you will know that whenever a prophet was appointed by the Holy Quran, he was challenged by his own tribe, by his own people. And his people would say that you are not a prophet. Were you a prophet, you would have had some clear arguments. So the prophet would ask God to help him. How God helped them? God would help them in numerous ways, including working miracles. So miracles were worked by the prophet and by the immaterial sources. And these miracles would convince people to accept the prophecy of the one who was claiming prophecy. So another item is the rational proofs. Of course, every people, every nation is given by God the power of understanding and the power of evaluation. If you make use of your intellect, if you make use of your reason, you will be able to analyze things and to know that do you need a prophet or not. If you think deeply, you will accept that you will be in need of prophet, because there are things which you do not understand without a prophet. If there is no prophet, how can you understand about the details of your duties? If you do not have any prophet, How can you know about the day of judgment and the details of the day of resurrection? All these things can be known through prophets. And it is the prophet who can tell us exactly how God is and how the day of judgment is and how many things are. Without the chain of the prophets, we will not be able to understand all these things. So as a result, given these arguments, given these clear signs, we will accept that there must be a prophet and there is a need for prophecy. And without it, we will not be able to take any step ahead. The second point this verse is containing is that it talks about the apostle on the one hand and the book on the other. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that I send the prophets with the book. So as we know, there are many sacred scriptures. There is Bible, there is Old Testament, New Testament, there is the Holy Quran, and there may be other scriptures as well. You can ask, why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mention the singular form, saying the book, instead of saying the books, the plural form? The justification provided by the commentators is that all these books are different in their form, in their appearance. But the spirit of them is the same. The essence of them is the same. The essence of the Holy Quran is the same as the essence of the real Bible. And the essence of the Holy Quran is the same as the essence of the Old or New Testament, if they are real and not fabricated. So because of this, instead of saying books, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said the book. So because in reality, there is only one book. We don't have many books. So we don't need to talk of books. And therefore, we suffice to talking about the book. So this is the second point this verse is containing. The third point is that it talks about balance. What does it mean to say that God has sent down balance? What is meant by the term balance or scale? It can be said that balance here can mean many things. It can mean the Holy Quran as well as the prophets, because they are our criteria. They are our standards. We must judge everything on the basis of the standards provided by the prophets and by the Holy Quran. So this, the word scale or the word balance may refer to the prophets as well as their scriptures. Similarly, it can be said that the word scale may be referring to the physical scale or the physical balance that is available everywhere. Of course, it is also a very useful tool. Without balance, without scale, we cannot weigh things, we cannot measure things, and it is very much helpful. And without it, we will not be able to establish justice. We will not be able to deal with others justly and fairly. And one of the ways through which we can establish justice is to adhere by what the balance says. Whenever you weigh something, whenever you measure something, try to be fair and try to do your duty accordingly. So scale or balance is also a very important item in our day-to-day life. So Allah the Almighty talks of the prophets, He talks of the book, And he talks of the balance. All these three things are sent down by God. And we are given all these three things. But what for? Here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about the objectives of prophecy or the aims and goals of the prophets. What are the goals of the prophets? What are the prophets sent for? What is the main responsibility of the prophets? The main aim and objective of the prophets, peace be upon them, maybe helping men to get proximity to God. Getting proximity to God maybe constitutes the main aim of the prophets at large. But this aim is not the only aim that can be talked about. We can talk of other aims. We can say that there are some ultimate aims, and there are some middle aims, and there are, of course, some primary aims. To get closer to God, to get proximity to God, is the final aim of the religion and the final aim of the prophets. Each prophet came in order to help people get closer to God, in order to establish a tie between people on the one hand and God on the other. And he was actually a means through which people were able to communicate with God. They were a medium of communication, and without them, communication was not that much possible. So it is acceptable. But in addition to this aim, we can say there are some middle objectives for the prophets. In this verse talks not about the final aims of the prophets, but rather about the middle aims of the prophets. The middle aims of the prophets was to establish justice, to maintain justice. So you see, now you can come to know about the importance of justice. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent his prophets in order to maintain justice, in order to provide the ground for the maintenance of justice. How were they able to do so? Were the prophets supposed to do it by themselves? No. The verse does not say that the prophets themselves were maintaining justice. The verse says that the prophets were teaching the people. They were enlightening them. They were broadening the mind of the people. When the people were well aware of each and everything, when the people were well informed, then they would automatically try to establish justice. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we send the prophets in order for the people to establish justice and to conduct themselves equitably. The prophets did not maintain justice. It were the people who would maintain justice. The people inspired by the teachings of the prophets, the people influenced by the words of God, were the ones who were establishing justice and were the ones who were conducting themselves equitably. So this verse talks about the middle aims of the prophets. The middle aim of the prophets was to establish justice via people, through people themselves. Another point that could be said about this verse is that this verse also talks about other aims that are behind sending prophets in order to know that who would help. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent his messengers in order to know who would help him and his apostles. This is also one of the philosophies that can be attributed to sending the prophets. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the prophets in order to know who follow the prophets and who do not follow the prophets, who are obeying the words of God and who are not obeying the words of God. This cannot be known without the prophets. This cannot be known without sending the apostles. Supposedly you want to examine somebody, you want to test your child. First of all, you tell your child to do something and you look at him whether or not he or she does it. If he does it his duty or his duty fully and completely, then he will pass the test. And if he does not do his duty fully, then he fails the test. So the main thing is that first of all, you let him know about what you mean. Without letting him know about what you mean, it is not possible to test any person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to test us. He wants to know whether or not we follow him. He wants to know whether or not we obey his commandments. This cannot be done without knowing about his commandments. First of all, Allah the Almighty must let us know about his will. He must let us know about his commandments. He must let us know about his orders. Once we know about his orders, once we know about his commandments, then we will be able to put them into practice. If we put them into practice, if we act in accordance with them, then of course we will pass the test. We will be successful. We will attain salvation. We will attain a better life after death. But if we do not act in accordance with our obligations, in accordance with our duties, then of course we will fail the test. And if we fail the test, what will happen next? Of course it is clear, we will not attain salvation and we may be punished by God. All these things can be done after the prophets are sent, after the prophets are appointed. Without the appointment of the prophets, without having the prophets, we will not be able to attain all these goals and to do all these duties. So this verse talks about the aims of the prophets. But one of the aims of the prophets is that they want to establish justice. They want to establish justice by the people and through the people. They teach the people. They let them know about each and everything. And once they are taught, and once they are educated, they will automatically try to establish justice. They will accept the principle of justice and they will put it into practice. And that is all about the importance of the principle of justice. Thank you very much.